It's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris is headed to Raleigh, North Carolina today to deliver her first speech on the economy since replacing President Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
She has already unveiled several policy proposals, including calling for the first ever federal ban on price gouging food and groceries, new incentives in the housing industry that include offering $25,000 toward a down payment for first-time buyers.
Former President Donald Trump blasted the Biden economy during a news conference at his golf club in New Jersey.
You're paying $148 more a month on food. It's every month. Average family, because Kamala and her ideas.
The New York Times reports the Secret Service has temporarily shifted part of President Biden's protective team to bolster Mr. Trump's security after last month's assassination attempt. A powered-up Category 2 Hurricane Ernesto is barreling toward Bermuda, where they're bracing for powerful winds and torrential rain today. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Hamilton.
Time has run out right now for getting prepared for Hurricane Ernesto. Hurricane warnings are now up. The airport will close later tonight before the worst of the hurricane arrives. We saw long lines there, people trying to get out.
Landfall is expected tomorrow. Two California doctors, a personal assistant, and an alleged drug dealer nicknamed the Ketamine Queen are among five people arrested in Matthew Perry's overdose death. Their alleged motive? Money. Stefan Sachs represents one of the actor's doctors.
Dr. Plasencia was operating with what he thought were the best of medical intentions. It was nothing that rises to the level of any criminal misconduct.
If he's convicted, the doctor faces up to 120 years in prison. The supplier faces life. Starting tomorrow, real estate agents may have to bargain for their cut of sales. CBS's Jolene Kent.
Under the new rule, buyers and sellers will now have the opportunity to negotiate costs with their respective agents. So that means buyers may pay the commission fee to their own real estate agent.
Officials in San Francisco are going after the operators of more than a dozen AI-powered undressing websites. They help users create deepfake nude photos of women and girls. City Attorney David Chu.
We all need to do our part to crack down on bad actors using AI to exploit and abuse real people, including children.
The sites let users upload photos of fully clothed real people, then alter them to simulate what they would look like undressed. S&P futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Halo organization is searching for a new executive director following Holly Anderle's recent resignation. The board says they're focused on finding a local candidate. Wisconsin delegates at the DNC will be passing through this weekend. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago, with many taking the trip down I-94 to the Windy City. Civic media will have live coverage from the event. Waterford town officials have placed a police union steward on administrative leave amid an ongoing investigation. The suspension comes as the department operates without a chief and several other officers under investigation. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding one of their collection events tomorrow. The effort allows people to get rid of hazardous items, aiming to protect the environment and public health. There's more about the event on the city's website. And Great America is set to debut a new dive coaster named Wrath of Rakshasa. It'll go up next year and features a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle. The ride will be located near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Rhys Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States, I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like, that's her job. Like, what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters, but only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay, all right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are. Okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. That's very impressive. That's very impressive.
I feel fine. 809 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, what's the worst excuse someone ever gave you for dumping you? Here are some of the best ones we heard. We don't find enough, so obviously you don't care. I'm sick of guys looking at you. I need an uglier girl. And this one really gets me. I'm falling for your mom. Oof. Imagine getting that message. Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. 810, local news, timeless hits. right here at WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing.
kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. You know, I saw an I Love Lucy episode the other day. My wife put it on DVD. We have all the episodes of I Love Lucy. She's the biggest fan in the world. And there was an episode where they were in Europe, and Ricky, Lucy, Fred, and Ethel are watching a fashion show come by. Some really odd fashions, you know, European fashions. And one of the women was Cher's mother. She was on I Love Lucy. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch and see her there. She's a beautiful woman. That just, you know, as tall as Cher is, too. All right, if you don't have enough things to worry about like me, I'm always looking for something new to worry about. How about this one? If you're having a picnic, a fly on your food is more likely to make you sick than a cockroach on your food. See? Always giving you something to worry about, huh?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
WRJN, the home of high school football, kicking, I think, next week, right? We've also got the Brewers and also the Green Bay Packers, your radio home for the Packers football all season. Now, this Sunday night, the Packers go to Denver. Then next Saturday, August 24th, they play at Lambeau against the Ravens. You hear all the games right here, right up to the big game time at WRJN. And here's something interesting. You can hear the Packers on AM and FM here. That's right. You can hear it at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, or everywhere on the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. AM and FM, we cover the Packers. RB Greaves, the Galetta Maria.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. Kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand.
that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home. Got a second new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, I'll send it to my wife.
WRJN. A winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, think you're better than that, huh? I Am a Rock, in their first Parsley Sage album. Oof, that was good. It's 828 at WRJN, cloudy, 73 degrees right now at Radio Park. We'll have the full forecast with our meteorologist coming up in just a moment. Back to school news. I think this will be a shocker for you when you hear this. There are still 18 states in America where it's legal for teachers to use corporal punishment on students. In other words, teachers can legally hit students. Whoa. Four of those states do prohibit physical punishment for students with disabilities. I guess something to be so thankful for. Him. When I was in school, we had a teacher named Mr. Altabell. And we had a kid in our class called Richie. And he was a real classroom cut-up, always causing problems. And, you know, lighthearted problems. But he was, you know, being a jerk half the time. So he was being a jerk in the hallway in between switching classes. And Mr. Altabell swung around to see what was going on. And he hit Richie with a set of keys in the face and cut his whole face open. And Richie, for the rest of his life, had this giant scar going across his face. Mr. Altabell lost his job. It was too bad because Richie was being a jerk in the hallway, screaming, throwing stuff around. And I felt bad for Mr. Altabell. He was a good teacher, but he destroyed Richie's face. Do you believe that corporal punishment is still allowed? In 18 states, you can legally hit a kid. Whoa! It's 8:30 on the nose here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Let's have some of that local news now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Halo organization has launched a search for a new executive director. Holly Anderle stepped down from the position earlier this month. The vice president of the board has stepped up to assume the role of interim executive director. The board says they're focusing on finding a local candidate who understands the Racine community and has both the passion for working with homeless individuals and the business acumen necessary for the role. Getting to a Summers shopping center is again a little easier, but maybe a little dangerous. The 35th Street entrance to the shopping area near Walmart is back open. When the DOT redesigned that area near Green Bay Road and Washington Road, the turn lane from the north was included. However, after several fatal crashes, the turn lane was closed down, and a study started to see how it could be made safer. A statement from the Summers Firefighters Union doesn't exactly endorse the move, and they're asking people to pay attention in that area. Only a select group can access a Racine event tomorrow. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding its monthly household hazardous waste collection event only for City of Racine residents. It runs from 8 to 1 at the 21st Street Collection Center. And thrill seekers can look forward to a new record-breaking attraction at Great America. The park in Gurnee has announced the Wrath of Rakshasa, a dive coaster scheduled to debut next year. The ride will feature a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle, claiming the title of the world's steepest dive coaster. It'll go up near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I think a lot of the media outlets are irresponsible. It's all shock value. It's all ratings. Do you think they could stop putting these experts on the news with their doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists might attack us? Because you get the sense that they're coming up with ideas that these people haven't thought of themselves. Like, you know, Wolf, very few people know this, but there's actually an incredibly important atomic substation located right in Ocala, Florida now. It wouldn't be hard for them to find. I'll show you right here on the map exactly where it is. All it would take is a very small explosive charge placed in this exact spot right here. I mean, even a firecracker would do it, Wolf, or a bottle rocket. I mean, you could smear an Egg McMuffin right in this spot and it would do it. There's only one security guard there. His name's Bob, and he's a bit of a boozer. So imagine the havoc it would run.
Much too. watching her, but she's just my style. Everything about her drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style. Everything about her drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so
today, our theater has been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. That I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
And encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where you can vote, races in your individual district and statewide races. Be a voter.
Good job in the city.
Hey, maybe it's time to give up Facebook. You ever think about that? A study found the more you use Facebook, the more friends you start to hate in real life. You also hate yourself a lot more, and your friends start to hate you the more you're on Facebook. Maybe it's time to give it up a little bit. Hey, here come the Supremes at WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
Reflections, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, we're nearing the end of summer. I hate to say that. We're nearing the end of summer. I hate when I hear those. And the words came out of my mouth, too. If you're going on a road trip this summer, if you have some time left to go on a road trip, these are the things you're most likely to argue about in your car. Getting lost. Oh, that'll do it. Speeding. Not asking for directions. Dealing with loud kids in the back seat. My father knew how to deal with that. The person behind the wheel yelling at other drivers. That would be me. The temperature, where to stop for food, the music you want to listen to on the radio, well, just keep with us and the problems will go away. What you're talking about because you want to change the subject and driving too slowly. They always say that if you want to know if your partner in life is perfect for you, go on a road trip for a week. And if you don't kill each other in the car after 7 days, it's pretty good. You know, my first time I went on the road trip with my wife before we got married, we were dating. And I was living in my condo, and my dog had just messed up the carpet. And I let out a scream. I was just yelling and cursing, and just, I couldn't believe that I'm getting ready to leave, and now I got to clean the carpet. And my wife said, and keep in mind, she wasn't my wife yet. She said, I'm going to be locked up in a car for 7 days with this lunatic. Actually, I guess I wasn't that bad because we got married. 846 WRGN local news, timeless hits, looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 85 right now. Cloudy and 74 degrees right here at Radio Park.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
She'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
Follies. Original member Graham Nash was in that group at the beginning. Then he left, and he joined two guys named Crosby and Stills. And later let Neil Young join the group. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Hey, it's 8:52. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
FM radio I ever had, this song had just come out, and these tambourines were playing, and they sounded like they were in my room with me, because the tambourine just goes on and on. I mean, it just goes, they keep beating that tambourine, and...
You know how much work it takes to do a tambourine?
It just sounded so real on my first FM radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I loved hearing that. I got this FM, Panasonic FM, nobody else had one at the time. Anyway, today's your last day for giving away Elvis, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got this Elvis box set we're giving away.
Elvis Aaron Presley box set CD. Now, album. Oh, my God. I forgot how to say album.
Now, you check this out. It's like over $100 on eBay, right?
Yeah, for used. You should see what they want new.
And you got this, and it comes with an official WRJN sticker on it, I noticed.
That's right. And, well, actually, I didn't attach it just in case they turn around and try to sell on Amazon again. But what I'm thinking, too, is that today, when you hear Elvis movie clip from the movie Blue Hawaii, then, and it will be Elvis and Jenny Maxwell, I'll also tell you the story of the tragic end of Jenny. In other words, Elvis started with two cool stars that died young. And the second one, when you hear the movie clip, be my fifth caller.
Now, I'll tell you my quick Elvis story here. So, right. Elvis, I moved to Atlanta in July of 1977, and he died today on this day 47 years ago,
yep.
August 16th. My sister-in-law in New York calls me. She says, did you hear down there that Elvis died? Yes, we do have a link to the news down here. She said, because Elvis died yesterday. Did you guys hear that? And I said, somehow it did filter down to the south, to Atlanta. We did hear it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So which movie do you think this was from? Return to Sender. Do you remember?
No.
I think it was Girls, Girls, Girls.
Oh, that would have been, I wish I'd played that movie clip this week. Darn it.
Yeah. Anyway, so here it is. And Cindy's coming up next. I'll catch you Monday morning once again. Today's Friday, right? Yeah. Catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits. Cindy's got that big, huge box set. You'll need a front loader to take it out of the building.
That's
here.
Right.
It's that big. So that's coming up. But right now,
return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. I'm not a